If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. As mentioned, it's our special public holiday edition, Youth Day edition of the show. So we're inviting all youth, including you who are young at heart, youth and all, to feel free to share your thoughts and get in touch with us. So the voice notes line is 063-688-0959. We're happy to hear your thoughts on everything to do with youth in business, economics, and of course, a moment ago, we just discussed the intersection of politics and economics. We are keen to hear your views and your thoughts and even your questions. And one thing that certainly weighs heavily on the minds of many South Africans is how, when, where to get a job. The recent unemployment stats certainly reveal that we are in an ongoing crisis in the country where youth unemployment really affects literally at least 3 in 4 people. So it raises significant concerns and consequences, especially for people who look like me, young, black and female. Those are typically individuals who sit on the periphery of economic participation. And all of this calls for us understanding how best it is that we cultivate opportunities for the youth to upskill themselves, to be entrepreneurial, to be employable, but also have opportunities that they too can create for employment in building brands and businesses that will be sustainable in our economy. One person who knows all about that, not only has he started a business as a youth, he's identified the growth of successful youth businesses and continues to share his views and his thoughts as well on the growth of these young South African brands in the country. We'll tell you all about the Yobas in just a moment, but we're also going to get his insight into how best it is that youth-owned businesses in South Africa need to be cultivated in order to succeed. Please, I'm introducing you as though there's a crowd in front of me. Please warmly welcome.
Yeah.
Pat Mahlangu, the founder of Paton Brands and Lorato Agency. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me and good evening to your listeners.
It's always exciting to speak to you because you always come with a fresh perspective and a breath of fresh air and that youthful vigor, you know?
Aha. Forever youth.
Exactly. You and I both.
Yeah.
But Pat, maybe let's just start by reflecting, I guess, on your journey, our journey. You're an entrepreneur in South Africa, young, and you continue not only to shift the needle in the country, but across the continent. And the truth is, it's not always easy. Being an entrepreneur does come with its own challenges in terms of building a business, building a brand, making it formidable, and most importantly, driving the sustainability.
Uh-huh.
That's been the challenge. What is your experience as a youthful leader been?
I mean, just to echo the same sentiments that you just shared right now, it's not easy, you know, pioneering anything, especially in a country like South Africa, whereby if we were to compare ourselves with sort of the more developed nations, when it comes to young people coming up with ideas, they are more embraced. Here you get told that, where have you ever seen something like this work, you know? I mean, I'll tell you, for example, even with the Yobas, now we're in our third year, right? And every year is still a mountain to climb. I still have to convince people that this is a worthy cause, one that's necessary, not only, you know, for now, but for the, for the future, you know? And I guess, you know, to echo again your sentiment when you say, you know, the face of unemployment, it's young, it's black, and it's female. And the thing is also you have sort of people that are in positions of power that are sort of, you know, can make the right decisions to move young people forward, but they are simply not. And I guess also history has it that, you know, we were not, I mean, some of us are first generation, like sort of real, I'll say, I use the word real with caution, but so proper entrepreneurs.
Yes, it's not hustling just to get by and pay the bills and put food on the table.
Besides that, but also it's not us acquiring equity in some white-owned company that has been around for decades.
Gotcha.
And then we say we are entrepreneurs or business owners by virtue of us owning a certain percentage of a predominantly white-owned company. Mm-hmm. We are starting from scratch. We're starting a brand, selling it from, you know, our boots, know, or mom's bedrooms, groom, you know, retail stores, and. So that's the story of a young entrepreneur right now in South Africa. And I guess to some it's a shock, you know, to see young people being able to start with nothing and really building businesses that are becoming globally competitive.
Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned this, because for those who might not be familiar with the Yoba's Youth on Brands Awards, we will touch on that in just a moment because it is coming up later this month. But as you've highlighted, your journey through entrepreneurship hasn't been easy. And there are many other young South Africans that we also speak to who typically highlight the same challenges. But you've often said, and in a recent conversation around the unemployment figures, that youth should try to find new ways of being industrious. Yeah. And sometimes that really does call for being entrepreneurial. Unpack that for us.
Yeah.
Because some people say it's so difficult, like, don't even try. But formal employment is not always the option.
Absolutely. You know, there's an interesting thing. One of our sponsors, you know, a lady from Coca-Cola, a bottling company, once said to me, you know, Pat, in our time, after graduating university, we had jobs waiting for us.
Yes.
Like, literally, you graduate today, tomorrow you walk into a company, either you get through,
internship. And you know the growth trajectory, right? You start off as an intern.
Absolutely.
Junior this.
You know?
Manager that. Yep.
You have to really hustle to even get an internship. I mean, the amount of DMs I get on LinkedIn or on Instagram, young people just even wanting to volunteer. And I can't volunteer and work for free. I mean, it's illegal in South Africa.
Yeah.
So you wish sometimes you could have, like, all these superpowers to absorb all these young people and give them an opportunity. And again, on the other end, you know, there's people that are saying, oh, young people are unemployed. And I think for me, I mean, all of us at some point were unemployable.
Mm-hmm.
But someone had to bet on us and give us a chance and enable us to get some skills. And so now we are doing what we do because someone believed in us. So that's also a narrative that I think we need to sort of do away with. That young people are unemployable. Young people, all they need is a chance. The environment needs to be conducive enough for their ideas to thrive and for them to be given opportunities.
But you're touching on such an important point here. And sometimes this is where even I sometimes admit with a bit of frustration around the right skills that we need to acquire in order to be employable and so that Pat can take the chance on me. It's one thing if Kuku takes pretty pictures and posts them on Instagram and I think I know everything about branding and marketing.
About social media.
Right?
But we know those as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, I think, something that we do need to discuss. You know, what is it that we need to be doing as the youth to upskill ourselves, to differentiate the service offering that we're able to bring to the table? And of course, like you say, be competitive within this landscape of employment.
I think also a lot of it also has to do with going back to basics, you know, and I think the basic skills that any person that that is looking for a job, they need to have the ability to read, to write, and to speak. So if we have those, you can get plugged in any environment and somehow you'll be able to, you know. Oftentimes, I mean, that's what politicians like saying in their statements, the fourth industrial revolution is here, let's get young people, you know, taking advantage of this thing. But if young people cannot read for meaning and understanding, how will they be able to comprehend the power that comes with having a device like a smartphone that you can literally sort of create content or you can learn from and acquire a new skill?
It has faster processing power than most laptops.
Absolutely. But if you don't have the comprehension, I think for us as a nation, we need to go back to basics. I always say, even in my team, you have someone that graduates from whatever university in PR, but they cannot write a press release. Writing. But you are a communication sort of to write. If you get those right, you sort media requires one to the skill for writing. Otherwise you're just gonna, like you say, like it's post.
Yeah,
you're behind, and you know, pretty pictures,
exactly.
and that's it. No caption, and people, you get the likes and relax, and so you're social media.
And I think the important point that we do need to raise. I know this is a family show, but there are realities that we do need to discuss as to how we as the youth also position ourselves to become competitive. Which you are open to is the fact that we're part of a global community.
Absolutely.
We've got peers across the continent in China, in the Americas, all of whom are also competing for the same economic pie that we actually want to be competitive in. And I'm keen, perhaps if you can reflect either through the Yobas, I know that's proudly South African, but you know, if there's some learnings that you can share around the entrepreneurs that you've interacted with globally,
yeah,
on some solutions that they speak to?
I mean, I'll speak to the ones in the continent. And I mean, just last week, we were on a sort of a massive drive as part of our promotions for the third annual Top 16 Zone Brands Awards. You know, I was talking to young people in Nigeria, in Rwanda, you know, and I just asked them, like, what is their one wish for the continent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the short answer is that we wish that Africans can just have the confidence in themselves.
Ooh.
It sounds simple, sounds basic, but yet it's something that, you know, is not happening. We are not confident enough in ourselves. That's why, for example, when a young person comes up with a dope idea, if I should use young people's language,
yeah,
and it'll get shut down because the person on the other side doesn't believe that a young black person can come up with such a novel idea, mm-hmm. an idea that will move the needle. You know, for example, I mean, the Yobas, in essence, it's about telling a different story of an African youth.
Mm.
It's about, you know, my mentor, Tebe Galafing, always says that, you know, for Africa to rise, it must not beg, it must not borrow, and it must not blame, but it must brand. So brand is what's going to get us out of many economic challenges, because brands pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
Tax builds our roads, build our infrastructure. So when you see a brand builder, you're seeing a nation builder. So that's where we are now with the US, and that's what we're pushing for, to say young people need to build brands that are going to build this country and the continent at large.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned that don't borrow, don't beg.
Don't blame.
Don't blame.
Yeah. So we can't blame colonialism and apartheid forever.
We can acknowledge the ills.
Absolutely.
We can learn from the mistakes.
Absolutely.
We can certainly find ways of avoiding them in future.
Yeah.
But as you say, it really does speak to the creation of brands, and brands that do live the test of time.
Yeah, that will stand the test of time. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to reflect on the Yobas, as well as Tebe, is always amazing. We spoke to him just last week around some of the insights of the most admirable brands on the African continent. And as we're having this conversation, I'm actually reflecting on some of those companies on the list, the likes of Makosa by Laduma Ngokolo.
Yes.
You think about Drip as well. And, of course, Theo Baloyi with Batu.
Yes.
All of these are youthful brands, black-owned brands.
Yes.
Proudly South African brands.
100%.
That are built around the culture and context of our environment as Africans.
Yes.
And this is what you essentially celebrate through the Yobas, which is youth on brands, individuals who are young entrepreneurs who have built successful youth-owned brands that are really shifting the narrative. Tell us more about this for anyone who might not be familiar with it. But more importantly, outside of the awards, the sustainability behind it. It's one thing to get onto a stage and, hey, you know, walk off with an award. We feel it. But there needs to be growth and sustainability to what it is that comes out of this.
Absolutely. I mean, I started the Top 16 Youth-Owned Brands Awards in 2022, and really out of the need, you know, to recognize and celebrate youth excellence. And, of course, to tell a different story of a young South African. But now we're now telling a story of a young African, you know, child.
Mm.
I'm not sure if you are aware. I mean, the 16th of June was declared by the African Union as the Day of an African Child.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and this was after the 1976 Soweto uprising. You know, it was in solidarity with South African youth. So, and if you look at also the statistics, you know, I mean, 70% of Africans are 30 and under, you know, and it is estimated that by 2050, 40% of the global youth population will be in Africa. So if you are not paying attention to the youth, if you are not equipping the youth, if you are not recognizing that the youth is there and the youth has the energy to start things and run them, then we'll be shooting ourselves on the foot, because the other countries that you mentioned earlier on, or continents, they have a plan for Africa, except for Africa itself.
Mm.
So that's where we find ourselves. And that's why the Yobas are so necessary, because now we want also a young South African starting a brand today, or a young Kenyan starting a brand today, to think that the continent is their oyster. They can be collaborations. Now Batu needs to find a way, you know, to enter into Kenya, into Nigeria, and let there be collaborations amongst the entrepreneurs that side. And that's how we're going to build and grow this economy, not only from a South African context, but at the continental level as well. And you are aware that South Africans, I mean, we also have this thing that because, you know, we're sort of more developed than the rest of the continent, and we think this is where it's at and there's nowhere else. But, I mean, there's a big market out there, you know, and I want to encourage young entrepreneurs that are starting today, you know, that are starting businesses, to already have the continent in mind and the rest of the world in mind when they start. We cannot be just, you know, focusing on what's at our doorstep, but rather to walk further and just see and explore the continent. So, yeah, that's what the Yobas are, and they're happening again for the third time this year, this Saturday. I know you are not available.
Man, trust me, I saw the invite. I was like, I've got another commitment. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's happening this Saturday in Sandton. If you haven't gotten your ticket.
This is your 30 seconds. Go in.
Go this get your tickets on our website, www.top16yoba.africa. And of course, you might be sitting there like, oh, Pat, how do we partner? I know it can be a last minute, but just drop us a mail. You know, this thing, we're not doing it only this year. It's forever. You know, can partner next year. So drop me an email, pat@top16yoba.africa.
Definitely. And what I love about this, Pat, as you say, and this is why we do what we do here on KayaBiz, to profile young entrepreneurs like yourselves, to give you the airtime that otherwise would cost a fortune, and most importantly, to expand our opening and understanding as well as South African citizens to understand that the world really is our oyster.
Absolutely.
And that we can build the brands that, you know, make a difference, the same way Jeff Bezos did with Amazon in the 90s as a young guy, Phil Knight as well with Nike, all these amazing
Adrian Go with Discovery.
Precisely. We can do the same thing here. And I guess to close off with, as I looked at the website looking at the nominees for this year, it's so beautiful and refreshing that you've got different categories across the continent and even new brands that some of us might not be familiar with. And it's not just brands that we wear, but there's consumables like Khemer, the ginger beer. Nicolette Mashile is also profiled through Financial Fitness Bunny.
Yeah.
And many other brands that do come through for in agriculture and different spaces.
Yeah.
And I think, as we wrap up this conversation, you have been exposed to so many amazing entrepreneurs doing different things in different sectors of the economy.
Yeah.
What is the one characteristic that continues to stand out for you regarding successful youth leaders of business in South Africa?
You know what? Actually, I get goosebumps as you ask that question. I think the common thread is that they don't think about themselves only.
Mm.
In as much as they're in it, you know, to obviously better their lives and create employment, but it's never about them alone.
Mm.
It's about lifting as you rise. For example, we have today, one of our sponsors is Legends Barber, who won last year, and it's a youth-owned, you know, business. And today, I mean, they are one of our sponsors. So it's that whole thing of say, guys, let's, you know, unite. We're all on the same journey. Let's, you know, unlock opportunities for other young people. You know, I'm sure you might have had a chat with Deliver Speed, for example, from Hammers Kraal. You know, he always tells a story of how he was bothered by the fact that every time he goes home, his peers, people the same age as him, are calling him Krotman.
Yes.
By virtue of him, you know, having a bit deeper pockets than them, you know. And it's really about that. Say, let me start something so that I can get my fellow young people off the streets and get them employed. That's really about it. That's the common thread, that we're not in this thing alone. I mean, I can also tell my own story, but I don't know, you know, be sort of like a...
No, do it.
An assist, you know, just focusing. But I can tell the stories of these young people that I meet. I mean, you have a old HM, for example, from the Val that he manufactures jam, you know. A youngster is 23, 24. You know, already employing 6, 7, 8 people. So, yeah, those are some of the things that really come out. But it's not about them alone.
100%.
Yeah.
Pat, such a powerful note to leave it off on. I really appreciate your time as always. Appreciate the insights you've shared with us. And of course, the words of encouragement for many, many more youth. And hopefully the right partners have been listening tonight. You can also get involved in the Top 16 Yobas. That's the Youth on Brand Awards, which will be taking place this weekend at the Sandton Convention Center. Yeah. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I can imagine it's going to be a vibe.
We're going to send you videos.
Please do. Spare me. I'll definitely be there at the next one. And this essentially is an opportunity for you to get to know me meet, interact, and of course play a role within phenomenal brands across the continent and South Africa who play in different sectors of the economy: manufacturing, homeware, health and beauty, hair care, footwear and accessories, education and literature. Hey, the list goes on, and this is where we can actually get to see them. So do get in touch. The website is top16yoba.co.za. All the information is there, so do reach out, and let's continue to have a multiplier effect in the growth and development of entrepreneurs in the country. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. We have a voice note from one of our listeners on this very same topic.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for bringing this young man. I am not young, but yeah, I'm in a food industry business. Yeah, I started in 2020. One of the reasons why I changed the name from ZJ Homemade Pizza to Step In and Crave, EA Miami, is to take it abroad. Like, firstly, I will franchise in the shop in the malls. And then from there, I'll go abroad, like Bo De Bonasi, Bo McDonald's, Bo KFC. We have KFC outside South Africa, so that was the aim, the reason why I changed my name, that restaurant name, to an easier one to everyone. Like, yeah, what he's saying is true. Think ahead, not just locally. Think ahead. Thank you so much. Thank you. As I said before, your show always educates us as small businesses. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that voice note. That was from Step In and Crave Restaurant. We will continue searching for you and keep up the lovely work that you're doing. Please do reach out to Pat. That's Pat Mahlangu, the guest we had this evening. Pat on Brands is how you can also find him on various social media networks. And hopefully there are methods and ways within which you can collaborate to broaden your reach as a restaurateur in South Africa. Certainly need more innovative and local development of entrepreneurs in the country. You too can send through your voice notes, 063-688-0959 for our special Youth Day edition of Kaya Biz.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.